Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Aftermath. This week, we have a very special treat. Internet sleuths Ali Siegel and Melissa Stettin of Webcrawlers Podcast are here to discuss their theories on the death or, was it murder, of Marilyn Monroe? Will their conspiracy theories change my verdict? Let's find out. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, also with us today is producer Amanda.
Hello, everyone.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi, everybody.
Well, Chris, you're going to have an easy job today because these ladies come with a lot of information.
Facts. Do facts take a back seat or a front seat for you guys?
You know, it depends.
Oh, that's a great question.
It all depends on what we're talking about. Sometimes facts are like not as fun.
That's so good. Facts are not fun. That should
facts
be our
are not fun.
Slogan.
Listen to Webcrawlers.
Or it should be fun, not facts.
Fun, not facts.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Fun over facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear all of these conspiracy theories about the death of Marilyn Monroe. And I was thinking that maybe, because I know you guys have a few theories you want to talk about. Maybe we can talk about starting from least plausible to most likely or could be, let's just say.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Melissa, so least plausible, should we start off with the UFOs then?
I honestly thought that you would leave that one for last.
I mean,
just based on your track record, that's where I thought it was going. But I'm so glad you're starting with this.
Let's
one.
Just...
If this was an episode of Web Crawlers, then this would definitely
this
be,
would be our
hypothesis.
Top theory, but...
This would be our top theory, but since this is the alarmist, we'll go last. Okay, so Roswell happened in 1947, which is obviously when the quote-unquote weather balloon crashed into Roswell, New Mexico, but it was obviously, we know very well, a
of course.
Spaceship. That's when the aliens first landed to the United States, that we know of.
47.
Yes, in 1947. So apparently, it's alleged that Marilyn Monroe knew about this.
Mm-hmm.
She knew. She was one of the people that knew about the truth about aliens coming to the United States.
Is this because of her relationship with JFK?
Yes.
Ooh. Because of her relationship with JFK and Bobby Kennedy, she knew about Roswell and all the UFO activity in the United States. And I guess JFK had told her once that he was going to visit an Air Force base where apparently there was extraterrestrial materials and he was going to visit.
Oh.
Yes.
This is pillow talk.
Blowing my mind.
Yes. This is what they talk about in their horror.
Yeah.
So
would this be to heat things up or cool things down? I'm just
good
curious.
Question,
like,
Chris.
She seems like she's, I don't know enough about her, but
I think she's kinky, and I think that alien stuff would be
turning the volume up.
Yeah,
in
she's
a way.
A weirdo.
Okay. Turning the volume up.
Yeah.
She's a freak in the teeth. So, or actually, she was. Sorry, R.I.P. So she was talking apparently on the phone with gossip columnist Dorothy Kilgallen, and because she wanted to spill the beans about JFK. And I guess she talked to this Dorothy woman who was a like some sort of newspaper lady saying, oh yeah, JFK told me about aliens.
Mm.
And all of her phone records were bugged.
Yeah.
And I guess the CIA was on to the fact that Marilyn was going to spill the beans about aliens. So then they had her.
And all her phone records were wiped too.
That is weird, and that is definitely not a conspiracy theory in the sense that we kind of do know that her phones were tapped, mm-hmm. and it's possibly because of her connection to Arthur Miller, who, you know, they were definitely tracking because he was a supposed communist.
Right.
Communist.
So there the government was probably, and then I have read that the house that she lived in the owners afterward were doing some renovation and they found some old wires and stuff when they were doing
really?
This renovation. Yes.
Oh, she was tapped. She was tapped.
Yeah, she definitely was.
Also, what I just got chills. What if the wires were actually like UFO stuff?
Oh, what? Oh, like electromagnetic.
Wait, that's what you got chills about?
Yeah. What if Marilyn was like building? What if Marilyn had some sort of contact with the aliens and was building some sort
That's how she contacted them.
Maybe she was calling her contact at the alien ship.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we're getting off.
Yeah. So is that your first theory that she was killed? The government killed her because of her knowledge of the UFOs.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put it on the board. I think we should keep track of it like we're doing an episode. Good idea. Okay. Yeah. Good idea. So how would you guys boil that down? Alien conspiracy or?
Knowledge of UFOs.
Knowledge of Roswell.
And this would be JFK trying to put the kibosh on that, right?
Or the CIA.
Yeah.
Or the CIA.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe we put CIA parentheses knowledge of Roswell on the board as like who's possibly to blame. Chris, we're going to put CIA knowledge of Roswell.
And then I have one that has to do with a movie studio.
Ooh, so I haven't heard this.
Yeah, she was 20th Century Fox. We're filming Cleopatra back in 1961, 62. And they were way over budget. And at the same time, they were filming Something's Gotta Give with Marilyn. And so they couldn't afford to film both movies at the same time because Cleopatra was insanely over budget. And they're like, well, Marilyn's kind of difficult. We don't like working with her. And she had a $3 million insurance policy. So if she died, they could shut down the movie and they got $3 million. And they could finish Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did it.
So there was incentive.
Think about inflation. Just think about inflation for half a second. Like, what's $3 million?
That's got to be like $30 billion
at least.
So,
I do wanna
they could. It was an incentive for them to just whack her.
That's Fox.
20th century.
20th
right?
century Fox.
Okay. So you're saying that she was just too expensive and not worth it for them.
Well, they were over budget on Cleopatra, and they were going broke because they were doing these two movies at the same time. And they're like, "Well, what do we do? We can't shut down."
Did you
Cleopatra.
Say they had a life? They had a life insurance policy on her.
Yes, or the studio did.
Oh, and do we know if they ever received that payout?
You know, I don't know.
That's
a good question.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll fact see checker. If I can dig that up.
So I do know that she was scheduled to go back on set on the Monday after she died. So she had troubles on the set of Something's Gotta Give, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. And she had left the set, and they were going to recast her, but then eventually she got her job back. And so the Monday that before she died, or the Monday after she died, she was supposed to go back to the studio and start shooting again.
Right.
So that the timing of that is very suspicious.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
I like that one.
Okay, I think we do have to put that one up on the board.
Mm-hmm. What's the other one?
The 20th Century Fox.
I got it.
Okay, great.
I still don't think we should dismiss the alien theory, though.
No,
it's up there.
It's still up there. Well, you definitely guys, up there.
Are we blaming the, like, it's confusing. Because,
the CIA for
is
her knowledge.
Is it the CIA's fault? Is it the CIA killed them because of she knew about
Because of the
Roswell.
Knowledge that exactly. she had. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll connect those two.
Yeah. Because there's a few of them, I think, where the root of it is the CIA or the Kennedys, but it's for different reasons.
CIA could be killing multiple birds with this one stone here.
Exactly.
There could be the Roswell intel. What was maybe of those we should pick the sort of most pressing, whatever. We can...
We'll sort it out afterwards.
Let me get into this.
I get what you're saying. So another reason, so kind of along those lines, is JFK or Bobby Kennedy killed Marilyn because obviously of the affairs. So Marilyn was having alleged affairs with both JFK and Bobby Kennedy, and her famous Happy Birthday, Mr. President performance was 2 months before she quote unquote died from suicide. And JFK apparently was really embarrassed and really upset about that.
Because they were like having this secret affair, and he was like, "What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
What? Wait! Yeah. Get back in there.
You can't sing like that." And she was also super in love with Bobby Kennedy and wanted him to leave his wife. And so she was threatening to tell all these secrets. And then also Marilyn, I'm sure you went over this, had this diary, this red diary where she wrote about all of her affairs and things like that. And she was threatening to tell everything and disclose all these affairs. So then one of our theories is that JFK or Bobby Kennedy or the CIA had her killed before she could disclose.
Because Bobby Kennedy eventually was going to run for president. And it was like, you can't have Bobby Kennedy and all these affairs come out. Would like tarnish his reputation, because back then it was like presidents weren't supposed to cheat on their wives, as now it's like accepted, but back then it would ruin his career. So they're like, we can't have this.
And isn't it true that JFK was about to run again for his second presidency? I think around that time, I think the elections must have been in November, and this was in August.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So he must have been running, and I did read somewhere that Jackie Kennedy, Jackie O, was very embarrassed as well, I guess, from that birthday party, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah. And Marilyn appeared to be, like, incredibly inebriated while she was singing that. So I think that she... Although she obviously did have a problem with pills and medication, and I don't think that that's I don't think that she overdosed. I think it was obviously a murder, but she obviously did have to take a lot of pills and drinking or whatever that night in order to even get through it, because I think it was really hard for her. She was having an affair mm-hmm. with this guy and then saying a happy birthday in front of like his wife, you know, like his brother and his brother's wife. Like, it was a hard situation yeah. for her.
That definitely seems like a plausible situation, you know, reason to murder. Geez, I mean, murder Marilyn Monroe.
Whoa. that seems like a good reason to murder someone for you.
That's a great reason.
Yeah. You know, I'm always looking for reasons to murder. So.
Also, I don't know, like, if you've discussed this, and I'm sure you have, but when they did the autopsy, there was no pills in her stomach.
That yeah. to me is very sketchy.
Yeah, the medical examiner, yeah. This guy, Dr. Thomas Noguchi, he went to have her organs tested, like her small intestines, and because he wanted to determine at the rate the drugs went into her stomach. Like, was it all at once? Was it like over time? Was it injected? And then he went to the lab to get those results, and the organs were gone. The coroner was like, whoa. No, we don't. It's fine. We know what's happened. We don't need to do any further tests. And so the medical examiner said that in stomachs of overdose victims, there's normally residue from pills because they swallow it, and there's not enough time for their stomach to, like, process it. And they said there was nothing in her stomach. So it must have been injected.
Yeah.
That's yes, injected. And also the no water theory,
right?
You know how there was no water and no cups of water in her room, or champagne, which she was notably right. known for, you know, taking her pills.
Yeah, how
with
did
champagne.
She swallow the pills?
I mean, you're talking over also, 40 pills.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Also, I think wasn't one of her ribs broken or something, and they suspect that that's from someone injecting the barbiturate.
Oh, like stabbing her, like, it like hard. Pulp Fiction style, like.
Yeah, I think that happened also. And then I know another thing was that she was found without a bra.
She was naked, right?
And like,
yeah.
I think, yeah, and like when you have, and apparently they were like, Marilyn always had a bra on.
I mean.
You see, that I believe. That I believe.
Oh, yeah. When you have big old
yes.
titties, you always have your bra
yes.
on.
Unless it's
breach.
Unless it's thanks, Chris. Unless it's nighttime and you're about to go to sleep, you keep that bra until the last second.
I sleep with a bra.
Oh, really?
I'm rocking. I have triple D's, and this thing never comes off, or I'm tripping or hurting someone.
Whatever's more comfortable, you know? You got to stick to it.
So that's
reason enough.
Do we put JFK or the Kennedys on the board for that one? Like, how do we encompass the affair?
Yeah.
Yeah, like their political ambitions.
Yeah.
Well, the other question is there any... I mean, this is just striking me. Was she sleeping with both of them?
Yes.
So she's
at the same time?
I don't know.
Like the same time period?
I know she was like more in love with Bobby Kennedy.
I think she did JFK mm-hmm. first and then Bobby.
Well, that's you got to wonder if there's some jealousy there between the two brothers and that maybe it was a measure of revenge.
If I can't have her, you can't either.
Yeah, bingo, exactly.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, we can put both theories up on the board.
So, and the other thing I just wanted to circle back on is the Fox 20th Century. I couldn't find if they got paid anything for, if they got paid the life insurance, but I did find out that she just signed a new contract with them. So, yeah, $3 million sounds like a lot, but when you have her under a new contract, you got to be thinking big picture there, and what, you know, you wouldn't just kill her for the $3
million. Okay.
Well, it's something to take into consideration. You didn't want to pay it off. Mm. Or you just signed it and you're like, you know what, that was a mistake. We don't want to go forward.
Because she's being difficult. She's not easy to work with. She's, you know, pulling stunts, like not coming out of her dressing room and stuff. So I think put the Kennedys on there as one theory.
What do you ladies know about the psychiatrist? Have you heard any theories surrounding
him? Well, I heard that initially the housekeeper called the psychiatrist first, or called a doctor first and the doctor called the psychiatrist. I'm not sure what order that was.
Well, I think he was a doctor. So she was From what I've read, she was hired by him to be her companion, and he would stop by the house every single day. And he was there that day before,
right?
Giving her the pills that supposed she eventually like overdosed right. on. But I read some theories that it's possible that he could have been the person who injected her.
Yes.
Before he left. And then that's why the companion was called him first. Like, uh-oh, I think we messed up kind of situation.
Oh, the housekeeper called.
Shit. The housekeeper,
yeah. Because she was in on it?
Eunice.
Well, she was hired by the psychiatrist. Right. So
because she went missing for 2 weeks after Marilyn died. She went to Europe for 2 weeks.
Oh. I mean, I guess one could say the stress of a death in the workplace could, you know, be sure. a reason for a vacation.
Or she was sent there, so she avoided questioning.
Or if you think the CIA or something is after you or someone close to you, I would try to get out of there yeah. also in fear for my life.
So yeah. maybe we can put up, I mean, this is a theory we're kind of making up. It's people have probably used it before, mm-hmm. but it a boo-boo from the psychiatrist, like a psychiatrist, oopsie.
An oops.
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie.
Accidental
like
euthanasia.
The Michael Jackson thing.
It could be like the Michael Jackson. He was also like very controlling over Marilyn. Maybe there was jealousy oh. involved because she was having affairs.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Greenson, right?
And yeah. just to remind everyone, that is who we sent to the alarmist jail.
Oh, it was the right? doctor.
It was
originally.
Her.
Okay.
Right. Her doctor.
For neglect. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Any more?
Have you guys heard about her connection to the mob?
Oh, no. Is this one?
No, tell us.
Oh, so apparently the night before Marilyn died, she was at Frank Sinatra's Lake Tahoe lodge called Cal Neva, and she was there with the mafia boss, Sam Giancana. And Sam Giancana, the mafia boss, apparently also had ties to the Kennedys, and Marilyn was there allegedly with her hairdresser. So her hairdresser like substantiates this and says that Marilyn was sent there apparently by the Kennedys to talk to this mob boss, and the mob boss was trying to convince her to keep quiet or else bad stuff was going to happen to her. So right. there's theories that maybe the mob was the one who got involved and ended up killing Marilyn and kind of threatened her the night before. And maybe she didn't listen to the threats. And then the next day they ended up intervening and killing
oh,
her.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. And, you know, something that I read that has always stuck out to me was that she received apparently a package that day with a teddy bear. And it didn't have a note.
Oh, really?
And it didn't have anything. And that, to me, sounds a little bit like mafia trolling.
Yeah.
That's mafia stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's big time mafia stuff.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Uh-oh, guys.
Oh, the teddy bear. Oh, yeah. That's mommy.
Classic, classic.
That's.
I wonder if that's something Sam Giancana did. I'm going to Google Sam Giancana teddy bear.
It sounds like
that would rock my world.
The mafia would do. I feel like I've seen that in movies or something, or like, I don't know.
It's like the nice version of the horse head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for ladies.
It's for ladies.
Maybe a girl mob.
Girl gang.
Girl gang. Also, the lead homicide investigator, Jack Clemens, he said when he got to Marilyn's house, he is convinced that she was murdered by injection. And he says it was a cover-up. He says the coroner was pressured into just like signing the documents. Like it was like he pressured into saying it was a suicide. So even he was like saying this whole thing was organized to hide the truth. And he's like the original autopsy vanished. Everything, like a note that Marilyn wrote was apparently gone. Her diary was gone, where she apparently wrote about like JFK's like,
where did it
like
go?
Attempting to assassinate Fidel Castro. Like she knew all these secrets. So even he thinks it was an inside job.
Fidel?
No, the homicide investigator.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What, maybe it could have been Fidel Castro. Fidel. Who knows? Where was he? 1962.
He was up on the board.
He was
on our board.
And then you took him down? Why'd you take him down?
We couldn't track his link, the communism link, really.
Right.
It was hard to track. Oh. Yeah. So.
Well, apparently JFK had told Marilyn about a plot to assassinate Fidel. And that she was going to talk publicly about, like, the plot that JFK had told her to assassinate Fidel. So maybe Fidel. Well,
that would have been helpful to Fidel.
Yeah, that would have been helpful to Fidel. So, I stopped midway and I realized Fidel's pro Marilyn.
So like, how dare sort of, you tell me that I'm going to be murdered? How dare you?
Back to that coroner thing, which is a little fishy. I did read that the person who did her autopsy was kind of like bottom of the lower, you know, chain of command coroner, which was suspicious because she was a big deal, yeah. You know. You'd think like the number one, the I forget what the actual title
the number one head toxicologist.
Coroner. I was going to say the number one.
The numero uno coroner.
You'd think he'd jump out of bed and, you know, want to do it. But apparently it was a guy who was lower on the chain, and he something like 2 or maybe 5 years, I think it was 2 years, rose up the chain of command and got all the way up top. Oh. And he became like the LA number one guy. Number one, again, number one.
The numero uno.
Well, that's because he obviously said, I'll say anything you guys want in response for getting promoted.
So he could have been in on it.
Oh, 100%. Everyone's in on it. The police are in on it. The coroner's in on it. The CIA's in on it. Aliens
her friend,
in on it.
Her like, publicist and friend, Patricia Newcomb. Do you know about this?
What about her?
Right after Marilyn's death, she took a vacation to Europe for 6 months. And then when she came back, she got a job in Washington with Bobby Kennedy. And then she became a higher up at MGM Studios.
Huh. What a career.
Yeah. Weird how she just kept getting all these great jobs. She apparently was friends with Bobby Kennedy.
I don't like the sound of that.
That's stinky.
Mm-hmm.
Smells stinky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, given that, you got to think that there has to be, it has to be some organization, right? With like a far reach and a lot of power. If they're if they're controlling so much, that's what's going on.
Illuminati.
That's what it is.
Put them on the board.
Ding, ding, ding.
There it is. We solved it.
So I think what we should do now is, because I think we should keep the conspiracy corner and our original verdict separate, Rebecca, if you're down with that. And what we should do now is, through process of elimination, pick one conspiracy to send to the alarmist conspiracy corner.
Ooh. Conspiracy corner.
That's like an enclosed cell without windows, right? Like,
that's cruel and unusual punishment. I'm sorry. <That's cruel.
laughs> How does a conspiracy corner, I mean, does that fit in a jail? By the way, this is what we're... Oh, it's backwards.
It's frontwards.
So okay, CIA, Roswell, because she knew about Roswell.
20th Century Fox, the Kennedy boys. Then we got the psychiatrist, the Mafia, and the Illuminati.
Yeah, Chris, why don't you read those out for the listeners?
Oh, right. We're doing a podcast. So this is to go in the conspiracy. I thought I was just hanging out with some friends on Zoom. So who killed Marilyn? Was it the CIA because of Roswell, or the CIA in general? Should we just say CIA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20th Century Fox, the Kennedy boys, Greenson's Oopsie, the Mafia, or the Illuminati?
Wow, a lot of good stuff up on the board.
Yes.
Okay, off the bat, anyone you think that we can take off the board?
I think we can get off the 20th Century Fox, because if there's no record of her, of them getting that money...
Right. You're saying
I only searched for about 30 seconds. But
okay. Okay. Yeah,
I agree. I think that one seems the least plausible in a way, because there's not also a history that we've ever heard of film studios offing their actors. Like, they'll milk every single penny out of Marilyn.
Not that we know of.
That's true.
But also, like, everything is so slow in Hollywood, you know?
Tell me about it.
Also, you never know if they're gonna make any good pilots that one of us would be good for, so we don't want to throw these guys
under
the
bus. Yeah, that's right. Yes, of course.
And I want them to keep working. We're not putting them in an enclosed jail cell without windows.
No, they need to get out there.
They need to keep producing good roles.
Okay, so... CIA, Kennedy boys, Greenson, the psychiatrist, the Mafia, or Illuminati? Am I saying that correctly?
Illuminati?
I think so.
Illuminati.
Yeah.
I needed a more Italian.
Illuminati.
It's Illuminati.
I think I know who I like.
I don't know.
Okay. I think we can... Can you give me just maybe me and also some listeners out there, what is the background on the Illuminati?
Okay, so the Illuminati is like similar to the New World Order, and like that I probably need to explain that too, but it's basically all the higher ups in the world who work together in order to achieve the direction that they want the world to go, and in order to stay in power, and in order to keep control of all the world's like wealth. So it's basically like all the wealthiest politicians. You know, I would enclose that in like presidents, probably the CIA. I would also include like higher ups in the entertainment industry.
Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Yeah. Melissa, how would you explain the Illuminati?
Yeah, they just control the world's wealth, and they, whatever is in their best interest to keep them in power, they want to get rid of people who are not, you know, working with them. So
I see.
JFK, he could potentially be a part of the Illuminati, and Marilyn was attempting to like disrupt them, or like, you know, thwart Bobby Kennedy's presidential race. So they're like, well, we got to get rid of them. We got to keep the Kennedys in power.
Like essentially a secret society. Yeah. The reason I'm interested in the Illuminati is because I think the Illuminati is the only thing that kind of combines all of our previous conspiracies together.
Yeah. So we learned about this Illuminati through the Dan Brown vehicle.
Tom Hanks,
Dan Brown. What was it called? Not Angels and Demons.
The Da Vinci Code.
Da
Vinci Code.
Okay.
Which somehow was so boring. It was an exciting
it was
book,
boring
and
movie.
The movies were so bad.
It was such a bad movie. Yeah. But I enjoyed the book as well.
The book was
a page turner.
You know, just digging around a little bit over here on my computer, I found the Illuminati official website.
Exciting.
There's an About Us section. So I can read a couple.
Read it.
It says, the Illuminati's purpose is to secure the ongoing survival of the human species. And then it goes on, like all organisms, the human species naturally strives against extinction. Though your countries have borders and your languages have barriers, all people in all places are members of the same biological family. All humans are pieces of a collective that keeps humanity in existence. Though you are merely a speck on the back of a grain of sand when compared to the vast number of humans born and decomposed for millennia, you are as important to your species' survival as the greatest kings and queens. So that's sort of just like an intro too. And then, so here we go. The Illuminati operates various departments and programs for the benefit of all people in all places from all generation. That sounds like...
That's a cover-up.
That's
know.
So vague.
That's
I have some information I think might help us take Illuminati off the board.
Uh-oh.
Which is...
Oh. Amanda.
I'm sorry, I have to.
Fun which over facts.
Which is that a lot of people... think that the Illuminati killed JFK because he wanted to end the Vietnam War. And also JFK was sort of this new school politician that came in to shake things up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we can really assume that JFK was in the Illuminati.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And if JFK wasn't in there, so was Robert Bobby Kennedy was not in there as well.
Right.
So I'm just saying, I don't know, obviously we don't know, but...
Yeah. I think let's take the Illuminati out.
Okay. And my day just took a bad turn.
I'm so sorry. Here's another thing. Sorry, Allie. So I think that we should take the mafia out. Now, I've seen a lot of mafia movies, and it comes off as a little clean. Even though it was messy in the, maybe it wasn't as thought through, I think it's a little clean for the mafia.
Okay.
But it's a little too messy for the CIA to be involved, in my opinion. So I think it could have been like a Greenson oopsie.
Yeah, well, that's...
Okay.
It's definitely the least juicy. That's definitely.
Leave it to me to pick the least juicy.
What is this? Tom Hanks movie?
It's a little. That's a little more. Yeah, that's facts over fun.
And also the verdict we already have.
So maybe I'm biased.
Yeah.
But hear me out. Doesn't it feel too messy for CIA?
No.
Like the cups thing. What kind of a bozo agent forgot to put a cup of water in her room?
Right.
If they're trying to stage her for, you know, an overdose.
Maybe she drank out of the sink.
Yes.
Her pills maybe were in the bathroom. She dumped him. She put her face under the sink and went to bed.
Maybe she slopped it from the toilet.
Yeah, like a dog.
Who among us has not?
I think the JFK Robert Kennedy affairs and her missing diary, I think that has a lot to do with it.
And I think they did it themselves.
I think it's the Kennedy boys.
Yeah.
I think they're going rogue from, they're like, all right, let's try and do this without involving the CIA. They hire a couple kind of guys or whatever. They just kill her.
And then who's to say that the Kennedy boys didn't enlist the help of the doctor?
Well, they knew that the doctor was going in and out of that house every day. And so maybe they were just like, that's where they got their idea from.
Oh, you know,
they knew and so that maybe the doctor felt like, maybe he acted in a way that seemed guilty because he thought he made an oopsie. But in fact, the Kennedy boys came in and did their own, you know, vicious inserting of drugs via needle.
Because then both the Kennedy boys, they died, within 4 or 5 years after that.
Oh.
So the CIA had to shut them up because they knew too much about killing Marilyn.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Do we go there? Do we go there?
But it's the Kennedy boys.
That's interesting.
It's the Kennedy boys.
Okay. So I think it's settled.
Okay. So I'm going to cross off the CIA. We just think it was too messy. We're going to cross off the mafia. And we're going to cross off Greens and Oopsie, just not titillating enough.
No.
So we're going to go with the Kennedy boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kennedy boys.
Call it, Rebecca.
Okay. Kennedy boys, you're going to the conspiracy theorist corner. the conspiracy corner. That's what we're calling it.
Keep that. Don't edit it.
I don't know what the sound effect will be for the conspiracy corner.
Can it be like crackling on a walkie-talkie or something?
Oh, yeah.
Why do they get a walkie-talkie?
I don't know, because you're being secretive.
Oh, or like a UFO sound. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's good.
The conspiracy
part, that's much better.
I feel like it's more of like one of those invisible... Yeah, it's like a force field that keeps them in the corner.
Oh, a force field.
That's how I imagine it, yeah.
I love that. It's a dome. Yeah, I'm changing my visual.
Yeah,
it's one of those domes.
That's good.
I still can't imagine any of this.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Too weird for me.
I'm visualizing it all perfectly.
Yeah, it looks great to me.
I'll go with you guys. That's cool.
Well, ladies, what a delight it has been to hang out with you. I'm going to pick more historical tragedies that are filled with conspiracies just so we get to talk and
please
hop on the
do.
Phone.
Yeah.
Fun over facts.
Fun
and everyone
over facts.
Over facts. please check out Web Crawlers podcast. You will not regret it, people.
What are some of the recent episodes you guys have done? I was listening to the vampires one yesterday, and it was really, talk about titillating.
What about the staircase one, right?
Yeah, we did one on the staircase. Tomorrow or Sunday, we're recording one on Salem witch trials and the history of witchcraft and tarot.
Amazing.
And astrology. And we're going to interview a real live witch, a real live practicing witch. We've done Winchester Mystery House, Elisa Lam. Melissa, what true crime stuff have we done?
The Watcher House in New Jersey, that house that kept getting threatening letters. We did that one. Missing girl Caitlin Akins, who just disappeared from her hometown.
A lot of alien stuff too.
The Mothman.
Some of these actually do connect. The Mothman is the Silver Bridge
collapse.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm familiar with some of these. It's crazy. Yeah.
So if you like supernatural, the occult, or true crime stuff, come over to Web Crawlers.
There, I just realized your guest experts are a little different than ours.
Because
we have a real witch.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true. They're all weirdos, and they usually are potheads.
Yeah. Well, some of our guest experts might be potheads, but they're also doctors.
Yeah, no, we've never had a doctor.
No doctors. No.
Well,
no doctors allowed.
It's been a delight. Thank you so much for hanging with us.
Thank you.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.